Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanet.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. It's your sports bros, Rob. That's me.
Sada.
Big Sook's right over there.
Right here.
Oh, dude.
Look at him. And you know, he was out in Bend. You were in Bend, right?
I was.
Is that where you went?
I went to Bend.
We were telling the listeners that you were gone Friday because you were in Bend golfing with Joe Fisher while it was 50 and raining.
There was no golf.
Yeah, although you guys didn't golf?
I feel kind of bad. I think I kind of jobbed over one Joe Fisher.
Why?
Well, I guess Joe, like all he does is golf. I asked him. I said,
really?
Joe, yeah, I was trying to get to know Joe Fisher a little bit because he's dating the best friend of the BTJ. And so I'm trying to
be, so it's sort of a forced friendship.
And I'm trying to be nicer. I've been told that I need to be nicer. So I'm trying to extend.
You? No way.
To, yeah. Joe or to people?
Well, to Joe. Okay. But people in general, but specifically to Joe.
Poor that'd be Joe. Nicer. Joe might break up with her just because you're around.
So I shouldn't be held accountable for a grown man's athleticism.
So I'm being nicer. Right. So I got a buddy that lives on Broken Top, right next door to Tethro, and he's like, I can get you on, play you the course. So I tell Joe, it's like, yeah, we'll go down, we'll play. Well, then we start looking at the weather. Joe's like, hey, have you seen the weather? I'm like, yeah, dude, it's not looking good.
Friday was nasty.
Yeah, Friday was nasty.
Or actually, Saturday was worse.
Yeah, and so they were like, and so Joe was like, I can only really play in the morning. Like, because he was bringing his kid, and so he's like, I can get out in the morning, but like, I can't really golf in the afternoon. I said, all right. So I got us tee time for Saturday, 8 o'clock, nice and early.
No
right?
chance.
So we're looking at the weather, and I look at 8 o'clock on Saturday, Bend, Oregon. It says 40 degrees and rain.
Yeah, no way.
And I call him, and I'm like, hey, man,
I'm just out.
So you know. And my buddy, who lives down there, he had hand surgery, so he can't even play, but he was just going to go out with us. He's like, hey, like 40 and raining. Like, no. So I told Joe, I said, I'm not even going to bring my clubs. I said, if you want to go, I'll still get you onto the course, but I'm not playing. And Joe's lady was already upset about his golf clubs taking up too much space in the car.
Mm.
And I was going to even offer to bring his clubs with us. We have a bigger car. But I wasn't bringing mine. So Joe was like, yeah, we just won't bring, you know. Joe is like, yeah, we're not going to play. We get down there. Dude, it was nice.
It was?
It was chilly. It didn't rain at all.
Really?
It
all day?
All day.
Saturday?
It was sunny.
Oh, my God. It rained like... It crazy was, here.
It would have killed a lesser man.
It was sunny.
Wow.
So I woke up on Saturday after a night of doing whatever I do on Friday, and I rolled out, and it was like 9:30 when I left the room, and Joe's in the living room, and I'm like, ah.
Sorry, buddy.
Super nice. I was like, yeah, that's.
Well, why didn't he go play then?
Well, he didn't bring his clubs because I once I said I wasn't going to bring mine, I'm like, dude, I'm not going to play in the rain. Then he just decided to acquiesce to his girl and not bring the club, save the space, because we thought it was going to be crappy. You could have played and it would have been just fine. So I apologize to the great Joe Fisher for, had I brought my clubs, he would have brought his and we easily could have had a decent round. But
yeah. Take that L on the way out.
Look, if I had seen that forecast, right? I love golf, yes. And I don't think I would have played.
40 and rainy? No. It was way warmer, and it did not rain. I mean, maybe some light sprinkles on Friday, but other than that, it was nice, cold, chilly, but a nice weekend in Bend.
All right, well, hope you had a great weekend, everybody out there in Radio Land. We are here today, gone tomorrow for the Fan Golf Classic, and then back Wednesday for the NBA Draft.
Yes.
We did have a trade. Thought maybe KD would be traded on draft night.
No, they pulled an A-Rod. Tried to.
What does that mean?
Outshine the NBA Finals.
Yeah, but I mean, come on.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, they did.
It's not like Giannis got traded.
No, but KD orchestrated around that Fanatics Fan Fest. Like they broke that news specifically because he's in
when bed. He was on stage.
Yeah, he's in bed with the Fanatics guy. So
That's why they did that.
Yeah, that's why they did it.
Stupid.
Yeah,
no one cares.
It's a 10-year exemption to the White Party every year.
Yes.
What?
The Fanatics guy is Michael Rubin, and he has that huge celebrity white party every year that everyone goes to, and it's like the celeb gathering. Maybe Durant just did it to get the future exemption to the
Durant has some sort of business partner connection with him. So
yeah, big time.
He even said afterwards, he's like, because Durant controlled where he wanted to go, said he would only re-sign with a couple teams, and they broke the news right then specifically to coincide with him being on stage at FanFest.
As just a casual sports fan here.
Yeah.
The KD thing did not overshadow in any way the Pacers Thunder for me. I mean, I read about the KD trade. I was like, okay.
You knew he was going to get dealt. You knew he was going to be to like two teams. You're like, okay,
whatever.
Cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think of him, I know he's really good, but he's a little old. And I was looking at the odds of who's going to win the title next year because now that Halliburton's hurt.
Yeah. The East is wide open.
It's kind of weird.
No Lillard in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
No Tatum in Boston.
Hey,
no Halliburton.
Do you know what those three guys all have in common besides ripping up their Achilles?
I do. Don't wear the number zero.
Or the letter O.
Or the letter O.
They all have zero.
Yeah. No, and they have one Achilles. So thanks for coming.
Well, no, they have three Achilles, right?
Yeah, I guess combined.
They still have three good Achilles.
Three good Achilles, yes. Yeah, that's it's not good for the number zero in the Eastern Conference, and it does make the East wide open.
Well, you know who the number two team behind Oklahoma City to win the title is?
Cleveland?
It's Houston.
Oh, Houston? Now I thought maybe they were just picking a team out of the East.
Now that they got Kevin Durant, so the Suns get Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, the number 10 pick in Wednesday's draft, and 5 second-round picks. Oh, by the way, that reminds me. I have news.
Did
you hunt him down?
Yeah. Well, Danny did. So I have to give Danny credit because we were texting back and forth about the finals. Yeah. And I'm like, look, here's what I need from you, Danny's spreadsheets. I need a spreadsheet detailing what has come of the Blazers' recent second-round pick history.
Okay.
And he did that. He sent that to me.
And I guarantee he just had it. He's like, yeah.
No, he said it. He just said it wouldn't be that hard to put together. There's a site I can go to.
And he did it.
And he did it. And he had it to me by that night.
He's
an animal.
Yeah.
Anyway, we will present that on Wednesday. Because my point is, like, second round picks, who cares? But then other people are like, oh, Neil O'Shea was great at it. Okay, well, what have the Blazers actually gotten for their second round picks? We have that.
I can't wait.
We have that. Thanks to Danny, and we will present that on Wednesday. Ironically, is also draft night.
So the Kevin Durant thing, 5 seconds, who gives two S's? If you're Houston, you gave up two starters, one, no offense to Dylan Brooks. Dude, you can find 1,000 Dylan Brooks. And then Jalen Green was probably the one young guy that you didn't care about. He's a inefficient, high-volume scorer who they said all along was not the guy that they were going to hold on to, like in any offer he was going to be served up. So you gave up two players that you didn't really care that much about and the 10th overall pick. And you added Kevin Durant, who, yes, he's 37, But had Kevin Durant played in the requisite 65 games, I think he played in 63, he would have been a third team All-NBA guy. He's still arguably the most efficient scorer in the NBA, in the half court especially. And the one thing Houston can't do is they can't score in the half court. So if you're the Rockets, dude, you got Kevin Durant for like 50 cents on the dollar. And I guess if you're Phoenix, what were you going to get for a 37-year-old guy that was only going to be willing to go to like two places?
I think 50 cents on the dollar is about right considering his age.
Yes.
Like he's not going to bring you a bevy of number one picks.
No.
They did get a number one or a lottery pick out of this, and it's instant. They can use that on Wednesday. And like you said, two starters and then of course a bunch of seconds.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think that to me, if I'm Phoenix, I'm looking at that going, "Oh, all right. Yeah. That's about as good as we can do."
That is as good.
Houston
as you're
now has what, Van Vliet,
mm-hmm.
Sengun, and Durant.
Yes.
And then
Thompson, who's the main guy that
Thompson, yeah.
That's the guy that I guess Houston is saying this is their future.
Because he's got everything going right now except for the jumper, and yes. They think if they can get him a jumper, he could be darn near unstoppable.
And then this opens up the door, too, for Reed Sheppard, who didn't play much. He was the guard out of Kentucky. And again, I was reading about this like 2 months ago, and Houston was saying, when all this talk of Durant getting shipped out started, however long ago it was, Houston was like the number one team that popped up. And so I was reading through about Houston, and they were saying that Green is going to be the guy that's going to go, because they were saying that people inside that organization think that Reed Sheppard will replace him anyways. They said he may not be ready right now the rest of his game, but he is the best shooter on that team. And for a team that needs shooting, they said that eventually he would have taken over Jalen Green. So you give up a young, inefficient scorer, and you're sliding in a guy that you think is going to be the better overall player anyways.
And he doesn't have to be the man yet.
No.
He still has a little bit of runway for that.
And now you add in Kevin Durant. I see why people... And by the way, you still have Jabari Smith. You still have Adams. You still have some depth. You got Cam Whitmore. And like this is a young...
It's a good roster.
This is a good roster. I see why people are saying that Houston, who had the second best record in the West, although got eliminated in the first round, I can see where people are saying this Houston team on paper looks as good as anyone not named Oklahoma City.
Well, they are the number two team in terms of the odds to win the NBA Finals next year. They are number two behind Oklahoma City. So that would stand to reason. This will be Kevin Durant's eighth coach in 8 years. Did you know that?
Wow.
Jeez. How about that?
This is his last...
Take that for data.
This is his chance to rewrite his legacy, which it's his own fault, but I haven't seen anyone nuke his legacy quite like Kevin Durant's. And if he goes to Houston and they find a way to do this, that will be the crowning achievement on really one of the truly great careers in NBA history.
All right, up next we have Pac-12 news.
Kinda.
Yeah, I mean, they sold it as
I'm very
way
confident.
More than
yeah.
it is. It's all right. I mean, you know.
I like that. It's all right. It's all right. Three games.
We'll get to that. Coming up next on The Fan.
We won the Natty!
Well, we have a brooding beef between Ryan Buckley and Canada.
Yeah, who knew?
And it just started during the break because he saw on a Canadian Twitter account that...
Yeah, specifically... At Made in Canada.
Yeah, the three reigning finals MVPs.
In the NBA, NHL, and MLB, so excluding the NFL.
Are all hockey.
Yeah, so Sam Bennett.
Are all Canadian. Sorry. So Sam Bennett, SGA, and Freddie Freeman.
And my first thing when he said that was, Freddie Freeman's Canadian?
And I thought the same thing.
And then,
so he
and
looked.
And then Rob fired out with, are you sure? And Buckley went, no.
Well, his parents are Canadian.
Yeah.
Freeman's parents.
And he is a Canadian citizen.
He has dual citizenship. But he is a Southern California boy.
Born in California, grew up in California, played ball in California, still plays ball in California.
And he even has the fake teeth to prove it.
Yes. Giant teeth.
So, I don't...
Canada's taking a free victory lap with Freddie Freeman, and I don't think they can claim him.
I'm with you, Buck.
I believe the direct quote was, get the F out of here, Canada. Trying to take a victory lap? No. He was very passionate about it. He was not happy with our.
I was mad that they quasi duped me, even though they're technically correct.
Can I say that I think that was more about you getting ball sacked again than it was?
Well, of course it angry was. But it was a verified real account using real information and twisting it to seem more truthful than it was.
Yeah.
Another text here. This is from Deal. Good thing the NBA doesn't do what baseball does and players wear their team's jerseys into the Hall of Fame, because the F if I know what Kevin Durant is. That's a pretty good point. Like, when you think of Kevin Durant, what do you picture him in? Because for me, it's actually not Oklahoma City.
Golden State?
No. I don't know. I'm with Deal.
Boy.
Brooklyn?
Definitely not Brooklyn. I mean, I still think of kind of him, I guess, becoming Kevin Durant in Oklahoma City.
But he won titles.
But he won titles and finals MVPs in Golden State.
I think it's Golden State.
I don't think it's Golden State for me. I don't. It's just
well,
that
he
was
doesn't represent
weird.
That time in the Warriors as much as like Steph, Clay, Draymond, but that's where he had the most collective success.
He won an MVP and went to the finals in Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it should be Oklahoma City, but I don't know. It's weird. For me, it's kind of not.
That is strange. He may be, and if he goes to Houston and wins a title, he is a horse with no name.
What about the Sonics? I mean, he did win Rookie of the Year. They were in Seattle.
Yeah, he was in Seattle.
They played there for a year.
Yes, he did.
Rookie of the Year.
Boy. Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know, but you're right. In the NBA, they just go in as a bust. There's no hat or anything. So he's a weird case. He is the best player in my lifetime in the NBA that collectively everyone kind of goes, "Dah." I've never seen a player. He is legitimately a top 10 to 12 player of all time. And
one of the best scorers ever, period.
Well, yeah, and just, everyone agrees on that. But no one really likes him. So we're just like, and he's never really done anything other than ride Steph Curry's coattails.
And then he had a chance to stay, and then he became a self-made journeyman, and it's weird.
Well, but that's the part that bugs me, though. He didn't ride coattails.
He was the MVP.
Best player on those teams.
Yes, but he had to go there to win, and that's what bothers people. Yeah.
He is...
That team was already a dynasty without
him. If you eliminated the steroids from it, he's Alex Rodriguez. It's the only comp. Because if you take steroids out of it, which I know you can't, Alex Rodriguez has arguably the third best career in Major League Baseball history. When you look at his numbers, that is at least a top five career. Make an argument for top three or four. And yet there is no one, and I mean no one, even Alex Rodriguez's mom, when you say who's the five best players in Major League Baseball history, A-Rod's name ain't coming up. And that's Durant. Durant is legitimately a solidified top 10 player, and we're all, when it's over, like, not really. Like, I'm not that interested. And it's their own doing for various reasons. They both have the same thing. And A-Rod's got a little bit of that, right? From Seattle, and then the big deal with Texas, and then New York, and New York didn't want him, but he hung around and he won a World Series there. But now the Yankee fans hate him. Golden State fans don't think anything good about Kevin Durant, even though he was the best player on that team. You're like, these A-Rod and KD can both get together, and they're both real sensitive bitches. They just get together and kind of count money. He's going to get a $120 million extension in Houston.
Yeah.
Well, for 2 years.
I mean, you can still play.
Yeah. $60 million a year to re-sign there.
It's just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know of another athlete that was that good that I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't. Nope. He's not that interesting. Just
did it to himself. And like someone said, Shaq, but Shaq is a Laker.
Oh, like, and Shaq was shockingly fascinating.
Yes.
I mean, he was so different. He was so big. And like, dude, come on. Shaq's like the opposite of KD.
Yeah. And you can say Shaq, obviously, he went from Orlando to LA to Miami, and then he had the weird stints in like Cleveland and Phoenix
or
whatever.
Yeah, but none of that.
No.
When you
think of Shaquille O'Neal, you think of one thing and one thing only, and that was
Lakers.
The three titles with the Lakers.
Yeah. I mean, all that stuff he bounced around at the end, holding on or ring chasing, whatever he was trying to do.
Yeah.
But yeah, Durant, this has defined his career.
Yes, it has. Kind of the running. running from failure and running from success. He's done it both. Congratulations. Because he ran from failure.
That was the worst part. Just stay in Golden State.
And the offer was there. He just, he felt like he couldn't kind of compete in the limelight and needed to go do his own thing. God. And he did.
And now look. How'd that go? Brooklyn, well, Phoenix, and now Houston.
And the Warriors ended up winning another without him.
Yes.
Exactly.
Well, and they would have won another had he not.
Yeah.
The, remember, that was the year that...
They, the Achilles.
That, yeah, because Klay Thompson went before, right? And then I think Durant's was...
Well, because that was how they ended up getting the number two overall pick. Durant left, Klay had the Achilles, and then Steph, like, hurt his wrist or something, and so they played a whole season without any of those guys.
Yeah, if he just would have stuck around... He would have probably four rings, and then he, you know, and you wouldn't have thought anything. The reputation would be, it would be a lot different than, because it would have been like, you could have given him crap for leaving Oklahoma City, but then you'd be like, God, he went to the best situation in the NBA, and he's the best player on the team.
Why would you leave Steph Curry's side?
Yeah, you
no
can't.
No one's blaming you for that.
You couldn't fault him for that. I wonder if he, because he's that type that will be like, no regrets. But I wonder if you pulled him aside.
Oh, guaranteed.
And you just said, dude.
Well, you remember right after he signed with the Warriors, he said he stayed in bed in Oklahoma City for the whole weekend because he like felt so bad or didn't know what to do. He absolutely reflects on all this.
Yeah. You know, he's just sitting there and he just kicks himself.
All right, Pac-12, a little bit of Pac-12 news, which we'll get to coming up next. Here's Buck.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Miss Abby Long. Doing some sports talk here for you guys out there. The Pac-12.
Are you straining over there?
Smoking a ciggy.
A little menthol, I hope.
With my Michelob Light.
Smoking some cools with your Michelobes. Have you seen the after photo of that?
It got my Michelob Ultra joints.
That is the most pathetic locker room.
What are you talking about?
Like, they drank no.
Well, they're youngs. The youngs don't like to drink. Although, I will say, can I just say...
Can't even just spray some around?
I just want to say
something. The worst celebration of all time.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't like Chet Holmgren.
No?
I've decided that I don't like him.
Why is that?
I don't know. I think it's his game. I think it's his face. I feel like it might be his hair.
Well, and he's kind of got a...
Those ads with Shay that you saw all March Madness?
There's just something about him. I'm like,
The neck beard's getting a little better.
As Oklahoma City goes, they're a very likable team and a group of seemingly very real and good dudes. True. Okay. He's the one guy. If they become a dynasty and they win a bunch of titles, he's the one guy everyone's going to hate.
I can see that.
I mean, it's not going to be SGA or Williams.
And it's really not fair.
No, it's not.
It's really not.
I'm going to go ahead and start it. Okay? I'd like to start
screw
that.
Screw it.
Well, my.
That's
well, I Whoa. Think, you know. Yikes. We don't need to go down those roads. Okay. He's fine.
I understand.
Whatever.
I understand.
Pac-12 has extended its partnership with CBS, we learned today.
I'm very confident.
Yeah.
For a whopping three games.
Three more games. Yeah, so three games will be on
CBS? One of those.
So not CBS Sports.
No, just CBS. So it looks like they're going to have the Apple Cup. They're going to have one of, because remember, Oregon State and Washington State played twice. One of those.
I love that.
And then some of this was a little vague. I couldn't tell if the championship game counted as the third game or if they're going to have like another, you know, Boise versus someone. But you will get the Apple Cup and you'll get one of the Beavs in the Cougs.
CBS and Paramount Plus.
Yes.
So that's the news.
Yeah. Well, and then.
There it is.
Well, and there's some.
Pretty exciting.
There's some other parts to this.
Not really. Look, here's what people want to know. Who's the next team? Who's the eighth team? And
Texas
it's going to be Texas State.
Yes.
And then after that, do they add Memphis or can they sway UNLV?
Yeah.
I don't know. But Texas State is going to be on there, which is amazing because that means that all eight of them will have state, will yes. be state schools.
It will all be.
Oregon State, Washington State, Utah State, Texas State, Colorado State, Fresno State, San Diego State.
Boise? Did you throw Boise?
Boise State.
Boise State.
There you go.
Yeah, they're all state.
Look at that.
So, but Texas State is going to have to make one soon because their exit fee from the Sun Belt doubles here coming up in a few. So they're going to get the full invite. The other parts of the media deal, they're expected to be, three other partners. So the CW will probably be a part of this. Maybe some ESPN, ESPN Plus. They're going to do a Pac-12 After Dark.
They're piecing this baby together.
They're piecing it together. They said that the projections of 8 to 15 million, Ross Dellinger and someone else said that it's going to be on the lower end of that. So,
well, there's a reason why they're not leaking the so they'll mention the length of the deal.
Yes.
But they won't mention the value of the deal.
No, it's
and it's there's a reason for that. It's because the value of the deal sucks.
Well, it's going to be about $10 million, you would assume when it says lower
maybe.
End. Well, I mean,
maybe you said eight.
Well, they said
to 15.
It was 8 to 15, and the reports were it's going to be on the lower end. And
okay, that's eight.
Well, that's
eight.
No, low. That would be it's going to be the like that's
the lower end is eight. You said 8 to 15. Lower end of that is eight.
It's not going
to
be great. It's not going to be
no,
great.
No, it's terrible, which is why they don't put that in the story.
But
it is what it is. They have. I mean,
is.
There's nothing else they can
and,
do.
And by this way, the same deal for men's basketball. So the championship game will be on CBS for men's basketball and football. And they will also carry, which is, again, weird. They're going to carry three regular season basketball games on CBS.
Yeah.
And then stuff on a lot of games will be on CBS Sports Network. And then you'll get some Paramount Plus games. And then, again, once the other media partners are distributed, then we'll know. And it'll just kind of keep leaking out. And it runs through, what, 2030, 2031? And then at that point, you know, we'll kind of see where it stands with super conferences or expansion or whatever. So, you know, I mean, look.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
This is what...
Yeah. It's about what was expected.
It's about what was expected.
And it's about the best they could do.
Yes.
And to be on CBS is good. That's a good thing.
Yeah, but for... Three games. I mean,
well, but it's at a minimum of three. So
it's three games.
There could be four.
What would you say you do here?
Well, this is weird when they announced that it's CBS being the main partner, and then they hit me with three games. I'm like, well, that's okay.
I have a question for you about basketball since you brought up basketball.
Yeah.
What? So Gonzaga's jumping in there.
Yes.
So that's good.
Basketball only.
But as a basketball league, do Oregon State and Washington State, are they even in the top three of in because in football, like they're the beacon schools.
And if you read through that, the Oregon State and Washington State if you read through Dellinger's piece, Oregon State and Washington State basically have, remember all that Pac-12 war chest money? Oregon State and Washington State basically get to decide what to do with that.
Well, they're the ones that are putting this league together. Yes. They're the leaders of the league. They're the ones that came from the Pac-12. Yeah. So I get that in football.
So they've got some discretionary income to basically they get to decide where that goes. So,
but in basketball, I don't think their programs are even close to where, like, certainly Gonzaga.
No, in San Diego State.
San Diego State.
And Boise State's
Colorado State.
Yeah.
Boise State.
Yeah. Boise State is a tournament team and has been. I mean, certainly the big dogs are Gonzaga and San Diego State. I mean, they've both played for. I mean, they've both played for national championships. Utah State has a decent program. You know, that's where the UW coach came from was Utah State. So I don't know. I would assume Oregon State and Washington State probably slide in the. I mean, they're somewhere between 3 and 5. Maybe, you know.
And the Cougs have a better program than the Beavs, right? Basketball?
Well, I mean, the Beavs had the Beavs had run to the Elite Eight not too long ago.
Okay, but
look,
what
neither
else?
Program has done much. Let's just call it what it is. They're, you know.
Well, Tony Bennett had Washington State going there for a while.
Yeah, but it's a brief moment of success. I would say that both of those programs are kind of in that same neighborhood, and Oregon State has had the one big run with Wayne Tinkle.
So Oregon State's been to the tournament twice since 1990.
Yeah, it's not great. How many times has Washington State? How many times has Washington State been?
Well, hold on.
And most of those are going to be under Bennett.
But the one of those two times in 2021, they went to the Elite Eight.
They went to the Elite Eight.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Washington's?
And I'm guessing Washington State had that run where they had like 3 years where they were good. They had I'm trying to remember. They had that Hawaiian kid.
They had Aaron Baines, who was pretty good.
Yeah.
So they've been to the tournament 4 times since 1990.
Okay, so you got 2 more tournaments, but Oregon State had the deep run.
Boy.
And then for football, I mean, again, if you want to go back that far, I mean, I just think both programs are very similar because Washington State made a couple Rose Bowls, which Oregon State did not, right? They had the 2 Rose Bowls, one in the 90s with Mike Price and then one with Doba, right? Where they played Oklahoma and Michigan in those two Rose Bowls. Oregon State never went to the Rose Bowl, but Oregon State had a run there under Mike Riley where they were one of the top 2 teams basically competing for the conference most years. And Washington State didn't go through that. Washington State went through the dreaded Paul Wolf years. I just think you can make, an argument that those two are very, very close mirror wise with their programs. When it comes to football and basketball.
A good note from the YouTube chat here from Evan. He says, I absolutely love that we might get the State University Conference. We could shorten that to the SUC and embrace the suck.
I just think this is what... Look, at the end of the day, this is the best you were going to do. Anyone that was trying to sell you on a bill of goods that this was going to be better... Just realize you have been lied to by media members and partners that had an agenda from the very get-go from this thing. And they try to put a spin on this, and there just isn't a good one to put on it. It sucks. And you have pieced this thing together, and I think you have a chance to, if this thing holds steady and you can find your way through the house settlement and figure out what your payments are going to be, and Boise State last year made the college football playoff, I think you have a strong chance to end up being one of the 2, if not the best, of the group of 6.
Yeah, you can still put yourself in the conversation.
Yes.
Depending on the year and who you know. Yep. I mean, because your schedule is going to be a little easier. So, you know, a couple of special seasons, you rattle off a bunch of wins, and you're in the tournament.
Yeah, yeah.
Can happen.
And you know, the NCAA basketball tournament's going to expand. And by the way, mid-majors, I mean, like, if you wanted to say, you had a better chance of being making a run in basketball than you do in football. Mid-majors can win in basketball. Mid-majors are not winning. I know Boise State had a nice year last year. That's going to get harder and harder for Boise State to do.
Rosters are too big.
And they weren't a contender last year. They weren't. It was a great year, but, you know, come playoff time, they weren't making serious noise there. And you're not going to. Basketball, you could. So, I know out West, basketball hasn't been the driver of it, but, I mean, you're just... If you wanted to say the Pac-12 could cause some problems, it would be on the court, not the field.
All right, what do Americans believe? That's next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's actually pretty neat.
Will you stop playing that?
Oh, you don't want fart drops now?
Well, no, that one. It's
jarring.
Yeah, it's a lot.
That's caught me off guard twice today.
That was the dart fart. That was the dude who the guy was saying, no, it was my shoes. And they're like, no, dude, that was not your shoe.
God.
It's a championship dart fart.
My daughter teaches English over in Korea, and she's got a little girl in her. She teaches like 5 and 6 years old, and she's got a little kid, little girl, who just is the cutest little thing, and I guess just rips them all. It's like it's become her signature
nice.
Move.
Nice.
God, that's great.
And she has to try to not laugh. She has to tell her to like knock it off, but while like trying not to snicker. And
so is the kid old enough to be attempting to intentionally fart?
Yes, it is an intentional thing.
Okay. Like it's a flatulist.
Yeah, she's like 5 or 6 years old, and she's just letting them rip in class. And it's become like a go-to thing. And some kids think it's hilarious, and others are like disgusted because she's sitting by him, and it's becoming a problem that she's got a little fart bomber, and it's a girl in her class. She's got a little Korean girl up there getting it done.
That's fantastic.
And if I showed you her photo, you'd be like, no way, that's her.
Take it easy on the kimchi, I guess.
I guess. It's in there dropping serious heat.
what was I going to say? Oh, quick exercise here. Saw this on TMZ. It is what Americans believe about various things in the pop culture right now.
Oh, okay.
And sports. And I thought it was quite interesting to sort of see how they voted. Okay, so this is like a yes or no vote, sort of. Like two answers.
Sure.
Okay, you can vote for A or B. Yeah.
We're not getting into the nuance of what you believe. Right.
So I'll give you the question, and you tell me what you think, how you think Americans voted
on
these subjects. Yeah. So the first one is Karen Reed, not guilty verdict. Justice served or not?
By the way, I ended up watching that documentary.
Oh, you did? It's pretty good, isn't it?
It's okay.
It's pretty good.
It was all right.
There's a lot of stuff in that thing.
I didn't like the way they did it, but there was a lot. And she is a very unlikable wench.
She sure is.
But she should not have been convicted. I'm going to say justice.
Yep.
I'm going to say justice.
How many? What percent?
We can't agree on much of anything, but I'll go like 68%.
60% said justice.
Okay. Justice. Yeah.
I think that's surprisingly low.
I know.
As I watched that, this was my hot take. There's too much circumstantial, like, what the hell, in order to convict her.
Oh, my God. It's all it is.
But at the same time, she's got some problems in her story. So.
Yeah, because she was housed and she didn't know what was going on.
Well, she's a drunk.
Yeah. And just a terrible person.
And she seems awful. Yeah. But at the same time, that doesn't mean she's a murderer.
Doesn't make you kill her. Yeah.
Has the prosecution proven the case versus Diddy? Yes or no? Or absolutely or absolutely not?
Interesting.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Because, again, this is Americans voting.
Just voting.
This is not like...
I'm going to say right around the same thing. I'm going to say about 65% say yes, they've proven the case.
76% say absolutely.
Yeah. And by the way, all that comes from... I don't think people are necessarily
following. Not paying
attention. There's been so much about him for like a year.
People, it's just social media headlines.
People just assume that he's guilty.
Right. Yeah, I can't imagine anybody has the...
No one's been following the proceedings.
Nobody has the ins and outs of that.
No.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, your guy,
yeah,
says immigrants should act like guests. Is he right? Yes or no?
Ooh. First off, let me state for the record, I love Schwarzenegger.
You son of a bitch.
Dude's amazing. Oh, immigrants should act like guests.
He said that, yeah.
Go Chargers, go.
Remember, this is what
Americans think. I know, right? I mean, that's got to be, I mean, everything's close to 50-50. I'm going to say 50% say he's right.
65% say he's right.
Okay.
They say yes. Justin Bieber is going through a mental health crisis.
Yeah, he's not doing well.
Should he stay off social media, or is it good that he's on there talking about it?
75% stay off social media.
89% say stay off social media.
We've talked about this. It just baffles me the amount of people who, like, social media is destroying my life, and yet they're on social media. It's like, man, I'm getting cyberbullied every day. Get off.
Log off.
Log off.
Better show, Severance or Love Island?
Dude, do I need to start watching Love Island?
I don't know. I've never
seen it. It's catching tons of headlines, and I have no idea why.
Every time I turn around.
What is it?
I think it's just a show where sluts and whore men get together and like sleep with each other.
Yeah, hots go to an island and hook up with each other and commit various infidelities, I think.
What an original concept.
Yeah. It's just like hot dudes and hot gals, and we get together and everyone just rolls around. But like Megan Thee Stallion was on there.
Oh, really? Like as a contestant?
She just showed up. I don't know. I was like, I love her. She just showed up like in a bikini, and it's like, I don't know, Megan Thee Stallion's on Love Island. Every time I turn around, someone's talking about Love Island. And America's dumb. So I'm going to say 65% think Love Island's better than Severance.
This will renew your faith in humanity.
Thank God.
In Americans. They say 75% Severance.
Okay.
Better show.
That makes me happy because Love Island's got some serious heat right now.
And you're right about Americans. I mean, Americans are pretty dumb.
Yes.
And Severance is kind of a tough show to follow. Like,
you really got to pay attention.
It's higher brow for sure.
So I thought for sure they'd be like, what?
And Severance? All Love Island is what hot person do you want to hump more than the other one?
Joey Chestnut will eat more than 83 hot dogs next week at the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest.
Oh, yeah, he's back, huh?
Yes.
Nah, 60% say no.
60% say yes.
Oh, they got faith.
They have faith in Joey Chestnuts. Mm. Tom Brady's muscular legs, sexy or hard pass? Did you see the photo of Tom Brady?
Was this at the Fanatics thing?
I don't know where it was at, but...
I think it was at the Fanatics thing.
Tom Brady's hot body
is
floating around out there, and there's one of him doing presses with his legs and his sexy...
Hey, Red Danny!
His sexy muscular legs are right there, bam, in the photo, right in your face.
Well, I have seen plenty of these things where they say that women do not like overly, like, muscled people. So I'm going to say...
Well, I would say... Do you think he's overly muscled, or do you think he's just?
Well, you were
toned?
Saying these legs.
This one's about the legs, though. Yes.
I'm trying to find.
So it's got to be about that specific picture, I would think.
Yeah, I'll show you.
I need to see Tom Brady's
sex legs,
because he does not. He seems
this
like the
right
sort
here.
That people would like.
It's that photo right there. Can you see that there?
Oh yeah, I see it.
Look at that.
Ooh, Tom's braids.
Look at that. Look at the muscles.
Yeah. See, I don't think people are. I'm going to say 65% don't like Brady's legs.
72% said hard pass.
Yeah.
Yeah. They didn't like it.
The gym bros are in a huff because the ladies are saying that they don't like super shredded, like ripped gym bro. They want more of like an average physique. And of course, gym bro, who has spent like his entire life with body dysmorphia trying to be as big as possible, are pissed about it.
It's our time, Buck. It's our time, buddy.
That's right.
Those bros are finally figuring out that while it looks great, yes, your bodies look great, you're a psychopath. And women know that. Yeah. That's what it takes to look like that. They don't want that. They want normal beer, Michelob Light drinking dummies like Buck and I.
What?
Right?
Yeah, I think Buck was catching some shade today from the morning show.
Why?
Was I?
Yeah.
I didn't hear.
I think you and Rust, like, Ordner was, it was like, it was
Clydesdales?
They were, Dirt or Sprague said that Ordner was the second, like, largest person at the Fan. And
which he is.
Well,
I mean,
right?
No, he is. He's pretty tall.
Well, so that's this was the hot debate. Ordner got very, you know, Ordner is now pride.
Oh, so he's doing the, well, there's guys here bigger than me because he's thinking like big gut and stuff like that. Right. Okay.
Brought up Buck. Yeah. They're throwing our Clydesdale under the bus.
Well, my torso is bigger than one Will Ordner's. That's for sure.
So Ordner is taking some sort of weird, like he thinks he's like a skinny guy now. He's like, I'm skinny. I'm not big. He's doing the I'm not a big guy. So obviously, like they were saying me, and then like Ordner was like objecting to the second biggest, and they're like name names, and he's like no, and then like they were basically he was trying to call out you and Rusty.
That's fine. I'm bigger than Ordner in that way.
I think. Well,
Ordner was.
It depends how you're defining it.
I tell you what,
I think Ordner was claiming 230.
Okay, first of all, can I answer this question?
Yeah, you can answer.
I feel like I'm qualified on this.
You are,
because I've seen all three men. And I can tell you definitively that Jeff Rust is not bigger than Will Ordner. He's just not. Yeah. Jeff's got a hell of a boiler, yeah. But he's a little guy.
Yeah.
So that's out. Now, I think it's an interesting question. Who's bigger? Ryan Buckley. Bigger.
Yes.
Ryan Buckley or Will Ordner?
How do you define bigger?
Right. Because Ordner is definitely tall, and you can tell he used to be fat offensive lineman. Buckley is a heftier fella, but not as tall.
Yeah.
Who's, but still on the tall side.
Yeah, Buckley's not.
I'm over 6 feet. I'm 6'1".
Yeah. And like, Ordner's taller than me.
Ordner's 6'5"? Yeah, he's 6'4", 6'5".
He's like 6'4", 6'5". Yeah. He's an inch or two taller than I am.
And he is quite lean at this point.
Yeah, he's all skinny now. So who is the second biggest person at the Fan?
Well, I don't want to offend anyone.
I'm not going to take offense.
Are you going somewhere else?
No.
Because they were bringing up...
Oh, well, Danny's pretty big.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But he's lost weight.
It got awkward because people were bringing up Schultze. People were bringing up Danny. Like, you know...
Again, Schultze's more the Rust.
He's hefty, but he's not...
He's hefty, but he's smaller. Well, he is. I mean,
all
look,
different
can we just
shapes,
be honest
sizes,
about...
Colors.
We do have so many different body types at the Fan.
Yeah. Are you going Clydesdale?
You could... That's fine. I might be the second biggest. That's okay.
Boy, I think that's really close.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, this may be something we need to do on hole number six tomorrow. Is like, I don't know, how do we
post? Is
it a vote?
Post? Yeah, like catch a vote.
Who do you think's bigger, Ordner or Buckley?
It's very clear. Ordner weighs more than me by about, or I weigh more than Ordner by 20 to 30 pounds. He has me on height by 2 to 3 inches. So that's the difference.
He's got you, or you have him by 20 to 30 pounds.
Ordner, he said he's at 230 now?
Ordner's claiming, like, I believe. Now, again, I was walking the dog, so, like, I catch
bits and anybody out there care about this? Why are we talking about this?
I actually feel
we're talking about Tom Brady's sexy legs.
I feel like these cross-show talks catch a lot of momentum. So.
It morphed into this.
Right. Maybe they do care about this. Okay. I don't. I think I'm inclined to say Buckley's bigger than Ordner. I am inclined to say that.
Okay.
But I don't know that.
Someone on the text line says we got to go pounds per inch. That would be the way to determine it.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's right.
I can do that really quick.
I think Ortner's just naturally the bigger dude. He's just really svelte right now.
Yeah, he has gone through oh my God, I'm big and fat. So now I'm trying to be as skinny as possible.
Which is great.
But in general, I would say I think Ordner is a bigger guy than Buckley.
Well, that's
but
maybe
he's a bigger guy in better shape.
But at this moment, he's lean. He's also like, he's like 20 years younger than,
yeah,
than you.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, yeah, dude, exactly. That's another, yeah. Let me see 40-year-old Will Ordner.
40-year-old Ordner with two kids, no yes, sleep in my diet. He'll look about like me.
Big-ass gut, just like Rust. And 6'5", not even close. I will say this about big guys like him.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is fair or not, but as just an average-sized human, yeah, I often look at guys like that and still think of them as large, like huge.
Sure.
Even when they're not.
Yeah, even when they get smaller.
Because that's their body type.
Sure. Yes. He certainly could carry a lot more. I mean, he played. He was like 300 and whatever.
And even slimmed down, you will always think Ordner's a big dude.
Yeah.
Like, exactly. When you look at him, you're like, that's a big guy.
He's a big guy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Cam was like this.
Yes.
Cam is an oversized man.
He is a large man.
He's
huge. Even though he was, you know, he's not 290 pounds.
And he
he's
kept the weight off and stuff.
He's just a big guy.
He is big.
Yes.
And I kind of think that way about Ordner, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I'm questioning all of my beliefs right,
right
now.
You said, why are we talking about this? Because
it's fascinating.
Yeah.
I'm fascinated. Where's the scale? Who's got the scale?
Do we need to do a fan weigh-in? Does everyone want to get some people? And this, and it gets sensitive.
Yeah,
here's the thing. Like, ladies get all sensitive, but guys do too. Guys can say whatever they want. There are people on this station that would not want to get on a scale in front of other people.
Well, I'll hop on because I'm going in the right direction now. Now, catch me on the way back up and probably not.
Yeah. I mean, well, don't you think there is a moment in time where every dude doesn't want to hop on? It doesn't mean that we're all in that same space right now.
Yeah.
There's a moment in my life where I'm like, dude, I'm totally embarrassed by how fat I am.
Yes.
I'm not hopping on the scale, right?
Yeah.
But that's not right now.
Yeah, so now you
it
feel...
could be in a year. I don't know. But it's not. So we swell and contract, as you like to say, like pieces of driftwood.
Pieces of driftwood. There's a lot of water weight. I will never forget in between my junior and senior year, I played the last month of the season, my sophomore junior, I played the last month of the year on a broken ankle. So I wasn't really practicing. I would just shoot it up before games. They'd put a big tape job on it and I'd go and play. And so let's just say my conditioning the last month of the season wasn't the best.
Lacked a little bit.
And then you took like a 3-week hiatus and then got ready for the bowl game. And I just let my ankle heal. I came back in, to the weight room getting ready for bowl practice. And my strength and conditioning coach, who was a buddy of mine, hadn't seen me in a couple weeks. He looks at me and goes, "You fat?" He's like, "When's the last time you weighed yourself?" And I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he goes, "Dude, get on the scale." And I'm like, "What?" Because you weigh in during the year. And I played it about, I was a guard at the time. I think I was weighing like 305, like 310 maybe. And I was like, "Oh, I've put on like, you know, I put on a couple. I'm maybe like 315. Wrong. 320. Seven. And
nice.
I was like, what? Like, shocked.
How about that guy just calling you out?
Just call. And I
people don't do that in real life.
I was mortified.
They do it in locker rooms.
Absolutely mortified.
Like, imagine if you did that to someone in, like, just at the bar.
Yeah.
You haven't seen him in a while. You're like, oh my God, Pete, what the hell, fat ass?
Get on the scale. Like,
who would say that? You know?
Yeah.
But in football.
Yeah, this is, yeah.
I have one more question. What do Americans believe? This was the last one. Bigger star domestically, Caitlin Clark or Shohei Ohtani?
Caitlin Clark is white.
Caitlin Clark.
Bigger star domestically, Caitlin Clark, 59% of the vote.
I'm going to make a bold statement here. I believe right now she is the biggest sports celebrity in the United States of America. I do not think there is another athlete in our fair country,
Mahomes,
that moves the needle, not even close.
Well, she's doing all the ads now.
Every ad, dude, she goes. I was
not
talking
a very good actress.
No, my buddy that I was hanging out with down in Bend a little bit. His parents were in town from Georgia, and she played the Atlanta whatever, you know. And they said their normal stadium seats 3,500 people, and they go, dude, you can get a ticket. No one goes. And they moved the Caitlin Clark game to the Atlanta Hawks arena, sold out in like 2 minutes. And they said the get in price to that game was $300. There is nothing like her right now in the States.
When she got injured, she was supposed to have a rematch with Angel Reese in Chicago, and yeah. those tickets went from an average of like $124 down to like $20.
Yeah, she is an island unto herself right now.
Are you buying insurance because of her?
Oh, she
does. She have an insurance app?
She does the State Farm, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just, the WNBA right now to me is just, it's women's basketball had a moment and it grabbed me, and now it's lost me again. I'm back to not caring.
All right, we've got viral video news to kick off the club. Would you jump? That is next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.